Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket fire on Monday night, shortly after President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups embedded in the Iraq-Syria border region. Colonel Wayne Morado, a spokesman for the U.S.-led mission in Syria, said U.S. forces responded to the rocket fire in self-defense by firing back at rocket-launching positions. Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. Overweight people losing weight is a good thing in America. Not so in North Korea. North Koreans are heartbroken by leader Kim Jong-un's abnormally thin looks, a Pyongyang resident told state media. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Department of Justice is taking the state of Georgia to court against the state's new voter integrity laws. The same laws President Biden calls Jim Crow laws without providing any details how the two are similar. Peach State leaders say, bring it on, DOJ. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Justice Department announced it's suing Georgia over its election reform laws passed earlier this year, claiming the law impedes on black Americans and other minorities' right to vote. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rippensberger tells Fox News he doesn't expect the lawsuit to go to the Supreme Court.
I think we'll win at the appeals court, if not at the district court level, because we have the law on our side and we have truth on our side.
All right.
And all they have on their side is a lot of rhetoric.
This is USA Radio News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A new Gallup poll shows most Americans believe the pandemic is over in the United States. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new poll from Gallup shows that nearly 30% of Americans feel that the pandemic is over amid the rollback of many COVID restrictions and most activities and businesses returning to full capacity. But health officials say there's still work to be done before victory can be declared. Dr. Tyson Bell is the medical ICU director at the University of Virginia and tells CBS News that until more people are vaccinated, there's still the risk of new outbreaks.
We've certainly turned a corner when it comes to the pandemic. When you think about the situation last year compared to now, but we're far from over. Vaccination really is the protection that will take us forward and to really turn a corner on this. And when we have low vaccine uptakes in parts of the country, we've got millions more to vaccinate here. We have billions more to vaccinate around the world. And we saw the example of what can happen when a surge in a place far from home can lead to variants that can set you back to square one. So we've seen that potential is there. And until we really vaccinate the vast majority of people across the world, we really can't say that this is truly over.
Game 1 in hockey's Stanley Cup Finals goes to the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-1. Lightning center Alex Killorn on NBCSN talks about the Canadiens, as that was his team as a kid growing up.
In the finals, I grew up a Montreal fan, but I don't know who my friends are rooting for, but I'm just happy to be in the finals.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And it's also great to have Dr. Erwin Lutzer back with us. His book, We Will Not Be Silenced. This is a follow-up to an earlier conversation we had, so I look forward to getting into a deeper dive. Dr. Lutzer, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. So glad to be back.
Well, your book has had an incredible impact amongst Christian leaders. I like what Dr. David Jeremiah said. He says, if I could, I would put this book into the hands of every Christian in America. What you have touched here is something that needs to be heard, and the senior pastors and leadership of churches across the country need to see what's going on, because when you think about historically what has happened to other empires and nations and what has caused them to crumble, one of the key attack points that these ideologies go after are people of faith and religious institutions, is it not?
Yes, because you have to understand in a Soviet, or we should say a socialistic world, where the state takes the place of God, The leftists cannot live with a group of people who have a higher allegiance than that to the state. So naturally, they always persecute people of faith.
Yeah, they go after it because that's the big exchange. We're in the book of Romans now. We're going to exchange the truth for the lie. We're going to give up the legitimate for the illegitimate, and we're going to suddenly, you know, put our trust in man instead of God.
And what you see is, in America today, there used to be a lot of room in the middle, you know, people who kind of believed in God, but maybe not in the way that you and I do. And they were nonetheless oftentimes accepting Christian values. Today you see the divide being much more clear. You have those on the left who are definitely going into a very secular, sexualized way. And then you have those on the right who are standing for biblical Christianity. So the neutral ground we used to have here in America seems to be disappearing.
It's almost like we're in the book of Judges all over again, seeing things according to our own eyes. I mean, you mentioned, the whole, sex thing. I mean, we are an oversexed, crazed, society, it seems. I mean, these young kids are bombarded with images, on their cell phones, as much as they're on their cell phones, the movies they watch, television shows that they're seeing, the language, everything. It is so sexual. I mean, we have a hyper-sexualized society right now.
You know, in my book that we're talking about, We Will Not Be Silenced, one of the chapters is entitled The Sexualization of Children. And I point out that the cell phone in your teenager's hand does more to shape his or her view of the world than an hour of church and an hour of Sunday school. So you're absolutely right. And of course, there I also talk about the cultural stream of the trans movement and how how it is destroying young people. You know, oftentimes a teenager feels that he doesn't really know who he is. He's going through a difficult time. So a boy says to himself, you know what the answer is? If I become a girl, that will really take care of my dysphoria. You know, that will bring harmony within my soul. But there's a growing body of evidence that people who do that deeply regret it. They make decisions that are irreversible, and it's absolutely terrible, and yet it is the cultural stream that we are putting up with here in America.
Yeah, I mean, what we're putting at risk, and we see, you know, here we are, we've been absolutely propagandized the last 15 months about the science, and somehow we want to conveniently ignore the science and what's happening with these young kids and, you know, talk about this dysphoria that's taken place, but we're not hearing a lot about, you know, the amount of suicides that have increased, particularly with, you know, with these young people that have made decisions, and now you've got reinforcement by government agencies trying to insist that a child of 5, 6, 7 years old has the ability to make that decision.
And, you know, doctors who want to warn people about the dangers of making these radical decisions, oftentimes the mutilation of the body to become a different gender, doctors may feel that this is going to be very detrimental, but they can't express their views because if they do, they could be fired.
Yes.
We're living at a time when ideology definitely is what drives what we do, and everything else has to follow. Even common sense no longer is common because what we have is a world in which ideology rules. You know, when our president on the first day in office signed a declaration that we should not have a distinction between those who are transgender. You know, this not only affects sports. There is a lawsuit right now against the government from a Christian school because the government is saying that if you accept Pell Grants from us, which are grants given to students who have who don't have a lot of means, if you accept those, you have to accept our transgender policy, and this means that boys who are transgendered as girls must be in the same dorm and roommates with actual girls. So can you imagine, Bill, I don't know how old you are, but if you have a girl, how would you like it if she were, when she was college age, to be put into the room with a guy, but who is transgendered and says that he identifies as a girl?
Exactly.
This is the absurdity to which things have come.
Well, and then you've got a situation, you got a court case, well, where they said that, you know, it's okay for, you know, sexes to shower together.
I mean, you know, here's the thing. Once you board the LGBTQ train, you have to take it all the way to the station. So that part of our culture, that radical leftism, will never be satisfied until it is totally dominant, until it crushes all freedoms and all opposition. So what people need to realize, they think that there can be sort of a halfway house between that and total submission. But there isn't. Once you grant them authority or credence, the insistence will be that you follow this all the way to its ultimate logic, no matter how disastrous it might be.
Well, and as you say, the damage that is being done to the kids right now. See, you see, the bottom line of all this, Dr. Lutzer, is that these institutions, including the church, marriages, our government, they're failing the kids. I mean, they're living this out. They're the ones that are, you know, scratching their heads and wondering, you know, because there's something intrinsic. Even with kids at this age, they haven't quite been, you know, form-fitted by the culture totally. But they have this God sense within them that their conscience is not totally, totally seared to the idiocy that is being thrust upon the people today, and but they're disappointed, And they're seeing this, and I can understand why some, according to George Barna, said 60% of the young millennials, I mean, they're exiting stage left. I mean, they've walked away from their faith because they see, you know, that these institutions have disappointed them and have not been there to take a stand. As you are saying in your book, We Will Not Be Silenced, the young kids are looking for leadership.
Yes, and you know, it even begins before you become a millennial as such.
Exactly.
I point out in the book the...
I'll tell you what, Dr. Lutz, let's do this, only because we've got to go to break, and I want to capture exactly what you're going to touch on right now. Going to break, we've got more from Dr. Erwin Lutzer after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
We are money. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Erwin Lutzer continues with us. We're talking about his book, We Will Not Be Silenced, Responding Courageously to Our Culture's Assault on Christianity. Dr. Lutzer, I want you to pick up from where we left off in the previous break.
We were talking about children. And I point out in the book that the key to everything ultimately is the family. You know, I live in the city of Chicago. Just last night, there were 20 people at least shot at. I think only a few were actually killed. But we live with this day after day. Every weekend, six or seven are shot to death, and maybe there are 50 or 60 who are wounded. Now, here's the point. What is the answer? The answer has to do with the home. I quote a doctor in the book who is not a Christian, who after years of observation said this, that it's really the home that determines what kind of a child you have. If you're brought up in a home without a father, for example, and 70% of the young women in your culture get pregnant without a father in the home and all the brokenness of that, he said, you can predict there are going to be drugs, alcoholism, gambling, high crime. And those are problems that we cannot fix, but the individual families and the communities themselves must fix them.
Right.
So if we're talking about the destruction of children, we can talk about the schools, as I do in my book, but we also have to talk about the home, because it is the home that is really the key to everything. So as long as we have fatherlessness, as long as sex is rampant, even among teenagers, you're always going to be having the brokenness that we read about every day in the newspapers.
And, of course, we're not even touching on the consequences of abortion in our society. And this all comes out of this, this mess that we humanoids have created as we've turned our backs on God.
Yeah, it actually begins there, of course, that it has to do with the value of human life and whether or not we value it. And, you know, abortion is kind of the mopping up operation after the sexual revolution of the 1960s. You have all of these unwanted pregnancies. So what do you do with them? You say that you know, abortion is going to be legal. I point out in my book, Bill, that under a chapter on propaganda, and that's one of the most important chapters of the book, I point out how language is used to camouflage evil. For example, when Hitler starved children, he called it putting them on a low-calorie diet. Today, when we have abortion, it is reproductive freedom,
for example.
So what we do is we use various cliches, various words to hide what the real agenda is.
Seems so noble on the surface, doesn't it, Doctor?
Yeah, it seems noble. And what you want to do is always clothe things in normal, in noble ways. I point out also in the book how the words freedom and justice, those are two good words, but how they are misused and pressed into service to bring about evil agendas. So you have, for example, marriage equality, income equality, which is socialism, and you have this kind of equality and this kind of equity. And what you're really doing is you're using these words, but people, you know, accept the words, but they don't realize that the radical left is reading out of a different dictionary.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, these are all footholds for cultural Marxism.
Exactly. And the destruction of the family, as I point out, is very important to Marx because he believed that the family was a unit of oppression. Mm-hmm. And what had to happen is because, you know, men oppressed their wives, parents oppressed their children, they took them to church, God was the ultimate oppressor.
Exactly.
And so what you had to do is to relieve people from the oppression, and then they would be free and they'd live happily. So get rid of the oppression and all will be well. So the family had to be destroyed, and in various ways, so that women would work outside the home, so that the state would raise the children, so that they would all believe correctly according to the communist agenda. And so that all has its roots also in cultural Marxism.
Dr. Lucer, I believe, you know, things happen for a reason, that God is fully aware of all this. And there must be something happening in the heavenlies right now that is allowing this to happen. And this is, in some ways, some have said, it's a grand opportunity for us to prove and to come alongside with the armies of heaven to, you know, to hold on to the cause of Christianity and godly principles, is it not?
It is, and that's why I wrote the book. I wrote the book, We Will Not Be Silenced, to show Christians that what we have to do is to stand strong against the culture and take the consequences. So no matter what the consequences are, whether we are vilified, even if it gets to the point of losing our jobs, we cannot violate our consciences. To your larger point, there are times when God just turns his back on nations, and that certainly seems to be happening here in the United States. God knows we have sinned enough for him to do that.
Yes.
But within those nations, there are still righteous people. This was true, for example, when the Jews were taken into Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Babylon was powerful. It was pagan. It was killing people that didn't agree with them. But yet the Christians, the Jews, the Jewish people who were faithful to God, arrived there and they took their faithfulness seriously. And that's why you have stories like Daniel in the lion's den or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who refused to bow before the image.
Well, and to your point, you know, I find it quite interesting today. I think that, you know, reasonable people of faith believe that America should be, you know, should be judged in light of what we read in the Bible, how other nations were judged, what we've done by way of abortion. You know, as God even told the children of Israel, who told you? How did you come up with that kind of idea that you think that sacrificing your children was something that I would want? I mean, this is abhorrent to God. And people instinctively, I believe, whatever part of conscience still remains in their souls that they haven't quite seared fully, understand this, because when things of any kind of, you know, unique nature happens in the sky or something, you know, like right now with things that are happening with various institutions and how they're, you know, kind of crumbling before our eyes, what I'm seeing is people are looking up, Dr. Lucer. People are looking up because it's almost instinctive that they realize that, you know, God, if you're there, you know, help us understand what's going on.
Yeah, people are either looking up or they're looking down.
Mm.
They've given up on God, and so the believers are looking up, and they are seeking God's help. I trust that this is true. I think that even now the church is not as recognizes the depths of its own need to the extent that it should. But I think that Christians are looking up. But the question is, will they look up long enough to be faithful to God? Like Jehoshaphat, when he was surrounded by a great army, he said, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And that's where the Church of Jesus Christ has to be today.
Well, we're on a brink of a revolution, are we not? This is going to be the last question I ask you because we're out of time. And every time I talk to you, I always go, I need more time with you. And I know I'm looking forward to meeting you personally in Texas here in several weeks at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. But, you know, we are, as you write about, we're staring right down the road to revolution, are we not?
Yeah, there is a sexual revolution. There's a trans revolution. There's a political revolution, obviously, because the great enemy now is perceived to be white supremacy. But here we are. God has called us to this moment. He's given us the resources to witness to the truth of the gospel and to move on from here. So that's the challenge to the church. Will we be faithful or will we not?
Amen. Amen. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, evangelical Christian pastor, teacher, and author, senior pastor at Moody Church in Chicago from 1980 to 2016. Dr. Lutzer, always an honor. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill, and God bless.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket fire on Monday night, shortly after President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups embedded in the Iraq-Syria border region. Colonel Wayne Morado, a spokesman for the U.S.-led mission in Syria, said U.S. forces responded to the rocket fire in self-defense by firing back at rocket-launching positions. Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. Overweight people losing weight is a good thing in America. Not so in North Korea. North Koreans are heartbroken by leader Kim Jong-un's abnormally thin looks, a Pyongyang resident told state media. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Great to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, and Lou Euler joins us now, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how are we doing?
We're doing okay. It's just what's happening at the presidential level in international relations that should shock all of us.
Exactly. Well, you know, here it is. He's in Europe. And, you know, some really important things that we didn't hear about, you know, we had to hear about, you know, climate change, like that was a big urgency, but we didn't want to talk about holding China accountable for the release of this virus that is responsible for killing, what, upwards of 3 million people around the world, 600,000 here in America. What's all this about?
You bet. Now, the number of issues that have arisen as a result of Biden and this presidency are overwhelming our nation. It's not just the Wuhan issue, but the whole cost of gasoline and driving the price up, and at the same time the Chinese are building many, many new coal factories and all kinds of stuff that will offset any change we make. It just all of the, and the taxes, the burden of debt that they're imposing on us, it's just all coming together to make Americans fearful of the future.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, look at what happened to energy independence. You know, we cancel our pipeline. We give the pipeline to Russia. We empower them. This is ridiculous. And with what they're going to do with that pipeline and how they're going to put pressure on the Ukraine, what does the world think is going to happen here? It's not like Putin is some, beneficent dictator.
No, you're absolutely right. And then the peripheral fallout of this, putting up windmills. Look at what is happening in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. The folks there, where they're threatened with offshore wind machines, are just calling, just saying, no, we're not going to do this. The same on the eastern shore. And in many places in sparsely settled parts of our country where they're threatening to put up windmills. You know, you and I know what the windmills have done
yes.
to the desert in California and screwed things up there. We don't need that around the rest of the nation.
Well, again, we've got to really, clear up this policy. And I don't know if we can clear it once and for all, because you've got the left so overboard on this green energy that 70% of America has already said, look, we're not interested. It doesn't pass the so what test. We ask where it's working. Show us some empirical evidence. Oh, show us the science, would you? In a sense, that's what we've been looking for the last 16 months. Show us the science that there's veracity and support for your policies that you're proposing. And they can't seem to come up with it. All they seem to want to spout are emotional diatribes that leave us empty and with more questions than answers, Lou.
So that and your point that it is an emotional kind of response because the data does not support these kinds of policies in terms of global warming and all the rest. And when our people drive up to the pump and all around this country are now facing the kind of gasoline prices that have been historic for California, it's
exactly.
Just a wipeout. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This is an assault on the family budget that is just unprecedented, and we must stop this nonsense.
And who is it impacting worst of all? It's these minorities and people that supposedly the Democratic Party have in their back pocket. They gave their vote to the Democrats to do this to them, to take away energy independence, to overnight see their prices at the pump go up on average, a dollar per gallon. I mean, that is greatly impacted them. And then, of course, we've got inflation impacting them. So it's hitting their food budget. I go, how do you like your vote now?
No, you're absolutely right. And when you contrast what the president did recently with the pipeline here in America, canceling that, and then apparently agreeing to the extension of a pipeline from Russia to Germany and to Western Europe for fossil fuel for natural gas purposes, the absurdity of these kinds of conflicts are just so overwhelming. No wonder people are beginning to gather and look at the 2022 midterm election as a time when we may have some relief.
Yeah, I don't know that we can get there fast enough, Lou. That's what people are wondering about, because the longer the Democrats hold the vote and control both houses of Congress, more or less. I mean, even though it's 50-50 in the Senate, but they get ways to go around that, and they've done it before. I mean, they're really putting a hurt on the American people, and, they feel like, look, we got worked. We expected a moderate, and we're getting anything but a moderate as president of the United States. We've got problems at the border. We got a vice president who's been put in charge to look over the border. She won't even go to the border. It's been, 80 days, and she still hasn't, found her way. I don't know what happens. Maybe the airplane just can't seem to, get its GPS together or something.
Well, and when you look at the president's performance over the last several days with these foreign leaders, very, very slow, deliberate, stuttering, etc., the entire performance level is not part of the American record or history, and it just is perplexing all of us, I'm sure, and, you know.
Well, you know, it doesn't bode well when you've got Vladimir Putin holding a solo press conference with a smile from ear to ear. I mean, he got everything. Well, he got everything going in. You know, I've talked with several other experts here. I mean, Donald Trump as a negotiator, you know, this has to just drive him crazy. And anybody that's had any negotiating experience in their lives would never tell anyone to go ahead and give up all the deliverables ahead of your meeting and not to even offer any kind of negotiation, whether it was on the Nord Stream oil pipeline, you know, and other things that he's lifted restrictions on, that this administration has lifted restrictions on, and just, you know, handed the keys to the vault and all our assets to Vladimir Putin.
You know, that's right. And then meanwhile, a $6 trillion budget proposal that will inundate us in terms of debt and future payments. All of it together is such a challenge to our future. So we have to sit down quietly, use common sense, put America back together as the America we know and cherish and love.
Well, you know, and you've said this repeatedly. You've been beating that drum, and that is the call to return to common sense. And this is a mandate from the people, Lou. We have got to get back and exercise critical thinking and common sense. Otherwise, this antithetical force that has been coming at our democracy will have full control. We have got to push back against this this reckless endangerment of the American dream.
You're absolutely right. It's the common sense route, and we've got to put the lid on this crowd and the progressives in Congress that are leading us astray. Absolutely.
Well, and we've got to keep the pressure on the mainstream media, the legacy media and big tech that have abandoned their right to be free and fair. They're no longer, they're protected by our First Amendment, but they are not serving the American people with their narratives and their propaganda. We have got to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Lou Euler, we got to leave it at there. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Come to limittaxes.org, and we'll be putting all of our recent op-eds about all these issues up there shortly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What a voice, huh? Does that capture you? Does that just grab a hold of you and get your attention? Yes, from Disney's movie, Moana. And we have the native Hawaiian actor with us right now. Alihi Cravalho joins us. Alihi, aloha. How are you?
I was just singing along to myself.
Well, I was just wondering, I go, should we turn it up and hear her sing along with this? I mean, how can you not, huh? Well,
you know, hey, I was singing along the way. Thank you for that.
Well, look, thank you for your gift, your talent, your sharing of your gift and talent. Of course, we're going to talk about a Capital Fourth, but first of all, we've got to get, the home story out of the way here. A Hawaiian actor, I just to be perfectly transparent with you, Kauai and Maui have become our second home, particularly Maui, because we have two grandchildren there. That were born in Oahu, but they're based in Maui, and we're going to get a chance to see them. We get this COVID stuff out of the way, then we'll get a chance to see them in August. I was supposed to see them a couple months back, but I ended up contracting a little bit of the COVID, and so I'm naturally immune now, so which is a good thing. So.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you'll be able to see them. Hawaii is beautiful, and oh, I love that. I haven't been home either, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I bet. Well, you know, it's an interesting story because I will share this with you. Our daughter, when she was 6 years old, was the first time I took her to Kauai. And on the plane, we're flying back. She goes, Dad, this is where I'm going to live. And, here on the islands. And she said this at 6 years old, okay? And I go, okay, well, that's cool. Well, you know, then 18 years later, she's engaged to be married. And the young man she marries, Davin, the week before the wedding, he gets a job offer to go work at Whaler's Village in Maui. Well, she couldn't get the bags packed fast enough.
Wow.
So right after the wedding, and they've been there ever since for, you know, now going on five, almost 6 years now. And so needless to say,
wow.
I have fondness for the island. And so, you know, to talk to you just, you know, exudes that fondness all the more. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about this Capital Fourth. What, boy, I mean, you're in the midst of, you know, all these featured stars and excitement for our 245th birthday for our country. I bet you're excited and nervous and everything that goes with it, right?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, with the COVID of it all, this is my first live performance in a year and a half. That feels crazy to say. And there's such an incredible lineup. I'm blessed and grateful to be a part of it. There's, you know, Christopher Jackson, who is actually also a part of Moana. He sang with he was the voice actor for my dad as far as the singing voice is concerned. So I'm happy to see him. There's Kermit the Frog, Pentatonix, of whom I'm a big fan of, Train. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, you got you know, quite a group of people that are involved in this Capital Fourth, and you know, share with us a bit, if you would, Ali, what the 4th of July means for you.
You know, to be honest, the 4th of July means that I get to spend time with my family. We kind of had a bit of a tradition of going to the beach, having a cookout, playing some games, and just kind of taking a rest. That's what the 4th of July means to me, to be able to reconnect with my family and friends. And this year, I get to do that, which is so nice. I'm glad for the new normal and vaccines rolling out. And, yeah, to be able to kind of experience what we missed this last year.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what sticks out for me is I get to see people smile again. I've missed their faces. How about you? Huh?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've been in my apartment and felt isolating for so long. It will be nice to actually see people. And I this might be a bad to say, but I really enjoy people watching as well. Like, just seeing other people also exist in the same space as me is now kind of like a novelty and a blessing.
Yes. Now, the family's still in Hawaii, right?
Yes, they are.
What island are they on?
I have family on the Big Island or Hawaii Island, and then on Oahu as well. I'll be honest, I don't make it out to Kauai or Maui that often, but you'll have to give me a tour of your favorite spot.
Okay, absolutely. And I got a great place. You know, they've got one of my favorite places in Maui especially is called the Gazebo, and they do a fried rice that is out of this world. In fact, you know, you go there and it only seats about 45, maybe 50 people, and so if you get there at the wrong time, you can be waiting for an hour, hour and a half, but it's definitely worth it. And so one time I'm in line and I ask the people, I go, okay, what's your go-to dish? And they go, oh, you know, their eyes lit up, you know, when somebody gets excited about something and their eyes lit up and they go, oh, fried rice. I go, fried rice? Are you kidding me? And then they go, oh, no, it's really good. Well, the thing is, you know, the way they prepare it, it is really good right then, but the next day it's even better. You know how that is? You know, because Hawaiians, they know how to cook. They know how to cook for the long haul. I mean, you, because Hawaiians, they party over a period of time. It's never an hour or two because it's family. It is, it's an event that goes on in some cases for days. I've been with some of my friends there, you know, part of the Ohana, as they say, and they're, you know, it goes on for days. This is what we love about, the Hawaiian people, right?
Love that. I don't think anyone makes fried rice better than my mom, but I will attest to the fact that we have leftovers.
Well, no, hey, we're not going to challenge. We are not going to. We're not going to challenge your mom's fried rice. I mean, no, there's no, it's like my mother. You can't compete. You can't compete with my mother's flour tortillas and you know, refried beans. So we're not going to take on your mom's. But just, you know, for you know, when you're away from home and if you want some fried rice and you get a little nostalgic, check out the gazebo. You will love it. And it's not like I get free fried rice for that plug, by the way. So look at Ali. For you, I mean, you're 14 years old. You're cast as the voice of Disney's Moana, and life turns upside down for you. I mean, here you are. You're singing, and you love singing and acting, and for you it's kind of a hobby. But Disney really, you know, turned it into something more serious for you, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I was 14 when I was cast. The film came out when the day after my 16th birthday. So it all felt really magical and kind of serendipitous. It completely changed my life. I had sung in school choir and church choir for as long as I could remember. But, yeah, always as a hobby. And I didn't think that I could ever make a career out of it. But here I am.
Go figure, huh? Well, I'm sure your family is so proud of you. And as you continue to, work on your craft, and God only knows what's around the corner next for you. But, your talent is so extraordinary, and it's such a blessing, you know, to hear you sing. And I know our audience is going to look forward to seeing you at the Capitol 4th, which is the 41st annual music and fireworks extravaganza that's broadcast live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol on Sunday. And that's going to take place on July the 4th from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That'll only be on PBS, by the way, so make sure that you mark that down. And we're excited to see it. So do you love fireworks as much as I do?
Oh, of course. I'd love a good fireworks show.
Yeah, they hold nothing back there. I mean, hey, look at it. It's the U.S. Capitol. It's, it's the crowning jewel of our 4th of July evening. And to watch this event, I mean, the fireworks is, just an incredible display. And, of course, that punctuates this cast. I mean, Vanessa Williams is going to host it. You got Jimmy Buffett, Gladys Knight, Alan Jackson. You know, you mentioned others too that are going to be there. Pentatonix, incredible group that just with their voices, they sound like a big band, don't they? So anything else that you want to add to this experience, Ali? We appreciate you coming on, you know, to talk about this, this incredible event.
Yes, I'm really excited for it. Like I said, I haven't performed in a long time, but I'm excited to get back to it. And I am performing A Whole New World by Howard Ashman and Alan Menken. It's, of course, a great Disney song from the movie Aladdin, so it's close to my heart, still in the Disney family. And it kind of just represents for me this fact that we're all getting out there and a whole new world is opening up for us. I'm really excited to join this wonderful list of talented performers.
Again, this will happen from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol on Sunday, July the 4th, from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, only on PBS. You will see Alihi along with these other featured performers, and a great night punctuated by a fireworks show that will blow you away and knock your socks off as usual as it marks the country's 245th birthday. Ali Carvalho, thank you so much for being with us. Happy 4th of July, and go out there and break a leg on Sunday. Our eyes are going to be on you and our ears as well, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Happy 4th. Have a great one.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you a